Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy, located on Main Street in Marion. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
Well, Rocket Football fans, another victory for Crittenden County. This one counts big in the district standings. The Rockets beat Fulton County here, running clock. We let them put up a couple points there at the end, Coach Courtney, but you still came away feeling really good about this first district win.
Yeah, especially starting fast, being able to get on the board early and get stops and turnovers early and just continue to score. Pretty efficient. We had some things we need to work on, obviously, but yeah, I was pretty proud, especially the way we came out with it being homecoming, first district game of the year, being back at home, just a lot of different things. I was glad that we came out and played well.
Got up 41-0 there in the third quarter and kind of called off the dogs at that point and put in some of the reserves, and they scored a touchdown, we answered, and then they score on the last play of the game. You know, I tracked the officials down afterwards and asked them if that was for sure a touchdown, and indeed they said it was.
Yeah, it was a wild.
Five laterals.
Yeah, I do think one of them was forward, but it's all good. They did a good job on that, keeping it alive for as long as they did, even though I do believe one of them was forward. But it was still pretty impressive, honestly, that they were to keep it alive. That usually doesn't work that well, especially if they hadn't practiced it. I can tell by the way their coach, he talked to me after the game, they definitely hadn't practiced it. He was kind of upset that they did it, I think. So,
yeah, why would you do that? That's what I would question. Somebody could get hurt on the last play and a meaningless play. And, you know.
Just kids, I think. I don't think they had anything. It wasn't drawn up to be that way. Just, I think, the kids.
Yeah. Well, that puts us in the driver's seat in the district race. Of course, we just have a three-team district here, and right now we lead at one win, no losses. Well, no, we're tied, actually, with Russellville. Russellville has one win and no losses, and Fulton County has two losses. So they're out of it, so the district championship will be determined on Friday night down at Russellville. And you know, I pray that it does rain. It always rains when we play Russellville.
Yeah.
I don't usually like it, but we need rain in West Kentucky right now more than we need to stay dry at a football game.
That's true. Hopefully it'll rain in Crittenden and not rain in Russellville.
Yeah, that would be perfect. obviously a big game, but we want to reflect some more on this win against Fulton County. It was homecoming week, and the kids had a great time. Evan Belt, one of your players, is crowned the king of the court. And proud of those guys. But then once we got underway, like you said, came out of the chute, that had been kind of an Achilles heel to some degree. But all the other games that we had won, we had had to come from behind. And Crittenden County's typically not a strong come-from-behind team. So it makes it difficult. But you get out of the chute, scored 14 in the first quarter, 21 in the second quarter, and you were smiling on the sidelines.
Yeah, it was fun just to, you know, play well and get to see those young guys get in there at the end and make some plays. Get to see a lot of our guys touch the ball, several people making plays defensively, offensively, special team. Just a good night, the way that you like for things to go. It was a fun game, and just happy for the guys that they were able to, you know, play well and come out the way they should have.
You know, it seems like every time we bring somebody in on the coach's show for our Thursday show, that week they have a big game.
Yeah.
Well, Nate Faith got in the game. Who doesn't play a whole lot, but he gets in the game and has an interception after he'd been on the show last week.
So. Yeah, it was good. It was a great play too. I was like, oh my gosh, he went up and broke on the ball and got it at its highest point, and then almost picked off another one, broke on it and broke it up. But yeah, it was good to see Nate make some plays. He's a good athletic kid who's just learning football still, but you could tell he's learned a lot and looked really good out there on Friday.
And let's talk about your offensive players of the game. Split decision again this week with Caleb Nesbitt and quarterback Micah Newcomb.
Yeah, they connected on the very first play of the game, and you know, Micah made a great ball, and Caleb made a great catch to start us off fast, and they didn't, neither one of them, slow down from there. Caleb got a big one called back from an offsides penalty, and I think he still ended up with three touchdowns, didn't he? Or was it two? I think he had three touches and two touchdowns, and then a big one called back. Just really played great and blocked well. And Micah was outstanding all night with, I believe, four touchdowns and just great balls, really efficient, good decision-making. That defense and stuff, they bring a lot of pressure, and it can be kind of tough to play against. I thought he handled it really well, and them two guys have been really good players for us all year, and they really stepped up this game.
And when you complete 16 of 20 passes, no interceptions for 258 yards, pretty nice day at the office for a quarterback. On the defensive side, Sammy Impostato, he just continues. Gosh, he's just kind of falls in line with these guys we have up front defensively. Seems like every year somebody steps up and bees that guy.
Yeah, he's definitely one of them. Yeah, he's a real problem for them defensively. And moving him around, I really like the way that's looked, playing him some at nose and some at the end, kind of not get the key on where he's at all the time. And if you don't double team him, it's a real problem. It really is. And then if you do double team, it leaves other people free. He was able to create two turnovers, caused both fumbles, which, is big on our list. And we wanted to get that plus two margin, and he helped us, get that with his play. He's just a really solid player, comes to play every week. You know what you're going to get out of Sammy, and it's always good. So it was a good night for him, another good night.
Some other guys that had some good defensive efforts. I'm sure it was difficult to pick the player of the game this week.
I don't have the stats right in front of me. Remind me some.
Yeah, of course, nephew Caden Howard. He caught a big pass, mm-hmm. But he also on defense looked pretty good. Had three solos, assist, and a sack.
Yeah, a sack coming up, starting the game. Yeah, I thought big play, big momentum. Yeah, starting off hot. He's playing pretty well, especially for a freshman, like you said. A lot of guys played well. The guy that stands out to me probably outside of Sammy, at least one of them, Seth Guest, played a lot of linebacker this week with the injuries we're having. Played really, really solid. It may not show up on all the stat sheets, but he played a really solid game at linebacker. I look for him to get in there some more at that position. Played really solid. And then that moves Caden on the edge some, where we get maybe a little more speed out there and length. It just kind of seemed like a good fit, kind of found ourselves a little bit there defensively with him at linebacker. I really liked how it looked. Let's see, who else? Case went off. Case played really well. Case played really well. Played really hard. Just his motor never stopping. He just, when you watch him on film, it's just, he's spinning, fighting through, just keeps running, chasing. He's almost in on every tackle, it seems like. And a lot of them don't show up on the stat sheet because it's only the first two. But, man, his pursuit is just off the charts. He just plays so outstandingly hard. Evan Belt played good at corner again. I've liked what I saw out of him. Played really well. Caleb played well defensively. Defensively, I thought we played had a pretty solid night. We had a few miscues, but mostly played pretty solid.
Yeah, tackled a big boy. If you were at the game, he wore number six, but he's Jackson. I can't LeSean. I can't remember his name exactly. His first name. But he's their big guy. And wasn't it Jack? Isn't that right, Jackson?
No, I can't remember.
Yeah, Jackson.
I should. He was number one on the scouting report, that's for sure. That was one of the keys all week, was tackle him. Go low and hard and run your feet and make sure that we wrap him up and get a lot of guys to the football. Cause he's had a lot of success this year running the ball. He's been kind of their workhorse, and especially the two films that we had really gave the defense his problems. I thought we did a pretty good job tackling him, and, that was definitely good to see.
Yeah, Luke Jackson. Great defensive effort, and then you got special teams. Preston Morganson is your player of the game again. He's kind of been the runaway pick for that this year. Of course, he does a lot on special teams.
Yeah, he does. He has a lot of opportunity. Did good job on the extra points. Don't believe he missed one. We did miss one, but I think it was the when we brought in a younger guy trying to see what he looked like. Also made a big play early in the game. Had a bad snap on punt and jumps up and catches it one-handed and gets it off and pins him back. I thought it was a really big play. And then he takes a punt return back to the house. So I thought through all those things. Kicked off well, too. I thought he had a really solid night, special teams-wise.
Well, and Coach Courtney, your lineman of the week, Lane West, another guy just keeps getting better and better week by week.
Yeah, he's obviously been really good for us, and we've talked a lot about him. Just continues to get better. Played well offensively and defensively, getting about half the reps at nose guard, and then played good for us there at tackle. Just a guy that we're so excited that came out and played and is just going above and beyond every week, continues to get better, and there's no limit for him with his work ethic and the way he approaches the game and wanting to get better, how good he can be. And he just keeps surprising us every week with how great he's been.
I want to go back to defense and give a shout-out to Braden Poindexter. He comes in, has five tackles there at the end of the game. Great job by the young guy. First time I think he's played varsity this year.
Probably so. But he's going to be a really good player. He's one that you should kind of have your eyes on. Extremely smart, which goes a long way. Probably a future middle linebacker of the team. Just can really control and have a great understanding. Maybe for a freshman, probably the smartest freshman I've ever had as a linebacker and understanding everything we're doing. He really gets it. You would think that he'd been here for 4 years already as a freshman. He really understands everything. So, and he comes out and being very physical for a freshman. That was kind of the question of him coming in as a freshman. Would he be able physicality-wise? But played really well. I believe he had more tackles than his big cousin Briley this week. So he did really well.
Yeah. Briley had a couple of solos, a couple of assists, but he didn't. He only played about two quarters.
That's what those guys don't understand. When you play well, especially when your D line's playing well, a lot of times you don't get many tackles back there. And they're throwing the ball a lot. Once they can't run it, your D line can stuff the run, and then they go to throwing it. It kind of leaves you out sometimes at linebacker. Yeah.
Well, I know you're glad to get that first district win, and we'll go down to Russellville and try to take care of business. And we're just really excited about coming down the stretch here. We can very easily, but we can win these next two ball games and finish on a real strong note going into the playoffs.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get some momentum at two in a row here. And, well, obviously we're just focused on the one coming up. But, yeah, it'd be nice. I feel like we have good momentum right now. I feel like we're in a really good spot, going into the district championship. And, it's exciting. It's exciting. We just got to keep focused on this week. This is the one we've been thinking about for a long time. So it's here. We don't want to, definitely don't want to overlook anything. This is the one that means something. So we're just focused on this one right now. But I do believe we have a lot of momentum coming in.
All right, Coach Corney. Well, we're excited about going down to Russellville. And again, pray for rain in Marion and that it's dry in Russell.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.